From the GPB Newsroom, Good Friday. I'm Ricky Bevington. Today is the day when some Georgia businesses can open, including spas and bowling alleys. Governor Brian Kemp released a 26-page order outlining what safety precautions businesses need to follow if they open. GPB's Stephen Fowler explains the rules.
The barbershops, nail salons, and other industries opening today have to follow a lot of guidelines, like increased sanitation and fewer employees. Some will have to wear personal protective equipment, or PPE. Customers must wait in their cars until it's time for their appointments, and greater distance between people must be kept. The governor's order also gives a 39-point plan for restaurants interested in reopening in-person dining Monday, including a ban on salad bars and buffets, plus a limit on party size. But many business owners say it's still too early and the rules are too restrictive for them to open their doors. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
In Marietta, Sabra Dupree has reopened her hair salon, Kids Cuts. She says the staff is divided over whether to work.
There's a few that won't come back, and there's a few that don't have grocery money. They don't have gas money. They need to come back. They need to work. They rely on their tips. They rely on the money that they have here.
The stylists who are working are using chairs at least 6 feet apart. Some are booked solid. Dupree has removed magazines, kids' toys, and other things that people touch that could spread germs. Governor Kemp is renewing a state of emergency after tornadoes moved through the state. The governor traveled to towns today, struck by yesterday's severe weather. Kemp flew to Pelham this morning to assess damage. He also made a stop in Adel. A suspected tornado swept through that community, tearing off roofs and flipping at least one car and a small plane. The twister came about a block from the offices of the Adel News Tribune. The newspaper's general manager says the city's old train depot was heavily damaged. All Things Considered is bringing you voices of Georgians reflecting on what the coronavirus pandemic means to them.
Nourishment's different from just eating a meal. Nourishment should bring a smile to somebody's face and make them feel worthy and make them feel respected and make them feel thanked.
Hear Athens chef Hugh Atchison reflect on feeding people through a pandemic. It's online at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.